is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with our financial planner, Ken Mahoney, in just a moment. But first, sad news that Roseanne Barr, the comedian, is going blind. She revealed she is losing her sight and says her go-to medication is marijuana. The 62-year-old actress said about marijuana, "I have macular degeneration and glaucoma, so it's good for me that because I have pressure in my eyes, it's good medicine for a lot of things." Barr said her doctors have not given her a timeline for when she will be completely blind, but she did say her vision is closing in now. Barr wants to legalize marijuana and also said the drug can release us from, quote, mind control. Financial planner Ken Mahoney is a regular guest, and today he wants to talk about college planning.
The best way to plan for college, or the best vehicle to plan for college, I believe, is the 529 plan. Now, you hear a lot about it. There's pros and cons, but it really is the best way to go because it's the most tax-efficient way to invest for college. And, you know, we hear the old saying, it's not what you earn, it's what you keep. Let me just give you some of the highlights of the kind of tax savings a 529 plan offers. First off, you put money in up to $10,000 a year. Got to check with your accountant. But you're eligible for a state refund just based on that contribution. The money grows tax-deferred. And when it comes out for college or higher education, it's a little bit more general, the money comes out tax-free. There's really no better vehicle to invest for college planning than the 529 plan. Now, if for some reason you have one child who gets an academic scholarship or hopefully gets an athletic scholarship and you have money left over, you can still roll that money into another child's account, and that next child can also use the benefits tax-free from the 529 plan. Now, you really have to do your homework here because you have to pick out a state-sponsored 529 plan. If you lived in Mississippi and you took out a plan out in Missouri, it's not going to work for the state exemption for the part at which you get money back. So there are a lot of plans in different states. You do have to do your homework. You can ask a professional in your area, including your accountant, what 529 plan state-sponsored, your own individual state-sponsored, are available. Now, the best way to invest, there's a lot of different options. You can invest into these 529 plans and put into a stock fund or put into a money market. I really like the idea of what they call age-based investing. What's age-based investing, you ask? Well, it's basically when you're 0 to 5 years old, the child's 0 to 5, and still has a lot of years for growth, the bulk of the money will be in stocks for long-term. When the child gets a little bit older, let's say 5 to 10 years old, maybe 50 or 60% of the money will be in stock funds. And while the child approaches 15 or 16 years old, most of it now goes towards bonds or safer type of investments. Now, that really works out well. Think about 2008 when the market lost half its value and some of these programs had all their money in, you know, had all their money in stocks ready to go to college and then lose half their value. That's why I think age-based investing is really good. You almost forget about it. You put money away. In those earlier years, is mostly towards growth. And as you get older, it gets more and more conservative as you're ready to go towards college. One thing I also like about the 529 plan is you tell other family members that you're putting away for your children's education. And so when birthdays comes up or communions or special events, let them know, because sometimes instead of a birthday gift, they can add money to the 529 plan as well. We've seen grandparents put money in, uncles and aunts put money in. Once the 529 plan is set up, others can contribute and help you save for college. So while there are a lot of different plans, a lot of different ways to invest for college, because of the tax efficiency of putting money in, getting a state tax refund, having the money grow tax deferred, having the money come out tax free, having the ability to roll it to another child's 529 plan, to me, no doubt, the best plan is a 529 plan. And the best way to invest in a 529 plan is age-based investing. You don't have to watch it. You don't have to trade it. You know that over time, as Johnny gets older, more of the money will be more conservative.
That's Ken Mahoney. I'd love to hear your comments. Send me an email at MikeAW@MikeBennettRadio.com. That's MikeAW, like America Weekend, at MikeBennettRadio.com. You can also follow me on Twitter. I'm at MikeBennett11. That's MikeBennett11 on Twitter. And I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to eat less, enjoy your food more, and keep the calories down? Not as tough as it sounds. In fact, it's downright possible. Here's the science of it.
I love a story with food in it.
The faster you eat, the more calories head to your gut. The brain just doesn't get the signal that you're full until you're about to bust a gut. What to do? Let your fork become your best friend. Eating a salad, dip your fork in the salad dressing each time you take a bite, rather than piling the salad dressing on top of the salad to begin with. Next, put your fork down between each bite. This makes for a more leisurely paced meal.
Yummy!
What's the cheap psychological trick? The slower you eat, the more you enjoy your food, and the less calories find their way to your midsection. Would this trick work for you? Let me know at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green. Harrison with you. Cooper Tire says they're now the first to release what they're calling a rolling resistance tire line. The Cooper GFE, GFE for greater fuel efficiency, was designed to improve tire rolling resistance to maximize fuel economy. The idea is that this will save money at the pump while providing improved traction and tread wear. The GFE was created specifically for fuel-efficient vehicles like the hybrid Prius, Corolla, Yaris, and Echo, and the Honda hybrid Civic and Fit. And smartly, they've also included popular broadline sizes for regular cars like Fords and GMs, Chryslers, and Nissans. Their secret ingredient, if you want to call it that, it's a specialized polymer which provides very low rolling resistance. And this Cooper greater fuel efficiency tire also now comes with a 60,000-mile treadwear warranty in light of the current economy. Also a free 45-day road test. Things sure are changing. From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.